Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I am Christopher.
And I'm Jeffrey. And today is part two of Going Back to School. We're looking at an article, which is a conversation between Lucy and Lucas. So let's recap what happened last time.
Right. The last time we had our lesson, Lucy looked blue, which, as we learned, means sad. And she was laying on the couch. And then what happens? Lucas comes in?
Yeah, he turns the TV off. He tells her to go outside, get some exercise. He gives her some good advice on how to feel better. Get plenty of rest. Get plenty of exercise. These are two things we need to do to feel good and be healthy and happy. So let's go to part two of the conversation.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Going back to school. Lucas talks to Lucy a few days later, and she seems much better.
Hey, Lucas. I took your advice, and it really helped. Thanks a lot.
No sweat. Are you feeling better about returning to class?
I'm getting there, but I still have one more thing to do.
Oh? What is that?
I have to pick up lots of supplies for school.
Really? Which items do you need?
I have to get some pens and pencils for taking notes.
I need some as well.
Plus, I should purchase a few yellow and orange markers.
Oh, do you have an art class next semester?
Not really, but they come in handy when I am highlighting information in my textbooks.
I see. Actually, I'm heading to the store to buy some stationery. Do you want to go? They are having a special back-to-school sale today.
That's a great idea. Hopefully, I can find some items at a discount.
Lucy and Lucas walk to the store.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Lucas talks to Lucy a few days later, and she seems much better.
Hey, Lucas. I took your advice, and it really helped. Thanks a lot.
No sweat. Are you feeling better about returning to class?
I'm getting there, but I still have one more thing to do.
Oh? What is that?
I have to pick up lots of supplies for school.
Really? Which items do you need?
I have to get some pens and pencils for taking notes.
I need some as well.
Plus, I should purchase a few yellow and orange markers.
Oh, do you have an art class next semester?
Not really, but they come in handy when I am highlighting information in my textbooks.
I see. Actually, I'm heading to the store to buy some stationery. Do you want to go? They are having a special back-to-school sale today.
That's a great idea. Hopefully, I can find some items at a discount.
Lucy and Lucas walk to the store.
All right, so since part one of the article, a few days have passed, so we're going to see if anything has changed. And the article begins, Lucas talks to Lucy a few days later, and she seems much better.
Okay? All right.
She says, hey, Lucas, I took your advice, and it really helped. Thanks a lot.
And Lucas says, No sweat.
Sweat. What is sweat?
Well, it's not the water that comes out of your armpits or your head when you're physically active, in this case. Normally, sweat is that. But no sweat means do not worry, no difficulty. So it's like a way of saying, you don't really need to thank me.
And I think that's because if you work very hard to help somebody, you might start to sweat because you're, you know, doing hard work.
That's
so
right.
So if you say no sweat, it means, oh, it's no big thing. It's nothing. It was easy for me to help you.
It's no problem. Don't mention it. Or happy to help. These are all ways that we could express no sweat if you wanted to. It's also our shortcut for you. So let's check it out. And we'll get back after that.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Celine.
Yeah, hi.
What are you doing?
I'm studying for a nuclear physics exam.
Nuclear physics?
Yeah, it's really tough and I'm not a good student.
Nuclear physics is easy.
You can be serious. Would you help me study?
Sure, no sweat.
I'm not sweating.
No, you're not. No sweat just means no problem or no need to worry.
No sweat means 没什么.
Exactly. It's no sweat to help you study for this exam.
Okay.
Wow,
this is simple. I'll pass the test. No sweat.
Okay, that was a wonderful shortcut for you. But let's get back to the article. Lucas, after saying no sweat, says, are you feeling better about returning to class?
Well, Lucy seems to be better. She says, I'm getting there, but I still have one more thing to do. Okay, when she says, I'm getting there, this means that she is almost ready. She's going in the right direction.
That's right.
So if we're studying something really hard in class, in science class, we're trying to understand Einstein's equation E equals MC squared. Okay, you could ask me if I'm understanding it, and I could say, well, I'm getting there. That means I'm almost there. I almost understand. I'm almost where I want to be. But she says she has one more thing to do, and Lucas wants to know. He says, oh, what is that?
And then Lucy says, I have to pick up lots of supplies for school. All right, the word supply means the amount of something that is available to be used. And so supply, spelled S-U-P-P-L-Y, supply, is different than supplies, which are things like food, equipment, and fuel that are needed for a particular purpose and will be used for people for something specific. For example, construction workers need supplies to build buildings. And students like Lucy need supplies such as pens and paper to take notes. Would you like to read our example sentence for supply?
Sure. The farmer's water supply is limited, so he can't give it to all his plants. So his supply, the amount that he has, is limited, which means maybe he can't get more. Unless it rains. So he must be careful about how much water he uses on any one day.
That's right. In the U.S., especially in the summer, I don't know if it's the same here in Taiwan, so maybe you could tell me if you know. We have rules regarding how much, or restricting how much water we can use in the summer. It's like, you can use this amount of water. If you use more, we're going to charge you a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the rules in Taiwan, but it does rain a lot more in Taiwan. So for gardeners who need to water their plants, perhaps it's not a problem. I'm not really sure.
Actually, they do. When it's the summer here, we have to pay more for electricity once we reach a certain level.
Okay, all right. So that could limit your energy supply or how much you want to use.
That's right. Lucas says, really? Which items do you need? Okay, an item is an individual thing, a separate part of something. So when he says, what items do you need, he's asking, which supplies for school do you need? Mm-hmm. Here's an example. Before the typhoon came, Bill grabbed the items he cherished the most.
Okay, so these could be photographs, right. Old photographs, perhaps your phone, your wallet, your money, and things that are really important to you. The items, the things you want to keep.
Yeah, I think a phone would be important for a typhoon. Not so you can check Facebook, but so you could maybe call emergency services. Mm,
good idea. So Lucy says, I have to get some pens and pencils for taking notes. Now, to take notes is to write down important parts of a speech or a lesson. So you have your notebook and your pen or pencil, and you're writing down the important things that you see or hear during a lesson in class.
That's right.
You should always take notes if you want to remember things very well and get a good score on your test.
Yeah, here's our example sentence. I always take notes during class so that I can review them later to remember the lesson.
Mm-hmm. Taking notes will help you remember all the information that you need to know for a test.
That's right. Sometimes if you're in a university setting, a teacher will say, make a note of this because it will be on the final exam.
Okay, so make notes, take notes. There are a few different ways to say it. Write notes. The important thing is you have a notebook and a pen to write them with.
That's right.
So Lucas, I guess he needs some too because he says, I need some as well.
Okay.
As well here means also. I need some also.
That's right. Lucy says, plus, I should purchase a few yellow and orange markers. Okay, a marker is a type of pen that makes wide lines. So this is like a thin line, this would be a wide line. And usually they come in a variety of colors, markers do. In most cases we use the word highlighter. We don't really use markers so much in English. When we say we want to make a note of something in a different color, we say we highlight it, which is different than marker, which is spelled M-A-R-K-E-R.
But if we want to make a very colorful picture, we often use markers because they're very bright, they're very bold colors. You can see them clearly from far away, perhaps better than just colored pencils.
That's right. Okay,
they're very bold and bright colors. Okay, so for example, we could say the little child drew on the walls with markers in different colors.
That's right. Lucas says, oh, do you have an art class next semester?
Okay, he asked this because a lot of times we use markers in an art class to draw pictures.
That's correct.
Okay? And Lucas says, oh, do you have an art class next semester?
Lucy's response is, not really, but they come in handy when I am highlighting information in my textbooks. So, to highlight means to take a colored pen, like a marker or a highlighter, and to fill in or color over the text
in
the book.
A highlighter marker is really just like any other marker, but it needs to be thick enough, okay, wide enough to go over a line of words and color the whole word. Okay,
right,
so it can't be very thin like a pencil. It needs to draw a thick line. And also, highlighters are usually very bright.
Okay? Yes.
The most popular color, I think, is yellow. And it's kind of an electric, bright yellow. It's very easy to see. If you look at a page and there's some highlighter on it, your eyes will go right there. So this can help you save time. When you take a lot of notes, you can highlight certain parts. And you can even use different colors to help you even more.
That's right.
Chris, do you have some tips on what students can do to use highlighters or taking notes to make their note-taking more effective?
Yes. First, I'll start with highlighters. There are different colors. And what you could do is take three different colors and use them to highlight specific information. So, for example, if you're reading a history book and you want people to be highlighted in green, so you use green to highlight information about specific people or one specific person. And then you could use another color like pink to highlight dates and times that are important. And then, of course, yellow, the very popular color, you could use to just highlight important passages. Another interesting thing or something you should remember when taking notes is to write like bullet points. Like write a little circle and then write a small bit of information. Don't try to write everything because it wastes time. And really all you need is like some little bit of information to make you remember quickly.
Yes, and also for some people, drawing a picture in your notes can really help you remember an image or an idea better than words sometimes. So if you're a visual thinker, which means you think about things in pictures rather than words, drawing a picture can really help you out.
That's right. Here's our example for highlight, which is spelled H-I-G-H-L-I-G-H-T, highlight. Linda always highlights new words she encounters in books that she reads. So while she's reading a new novel, she is highlighting the words that she has not seen before. I'm sure she'll look them up later in a dictionary.
Right, so you can use the highlighter to mark important information. And information is knowledge that you get about someone or something, okay? This could be facts or details about a subject. For example, the zoo's website has a lot of information about the animals that live there.
That's right. So if you are going to the Taipei City Zoo and you want to learn more about pandas, you probably could check the website and they probably have facts. Maybe they'd even tell you the weight of the pandas there.
Oh, right.
Lucas says, I see. Actually, I'm heading to the store to buy some stationery. Would you like to explain stationery?
All right. Stationery, which is spelled S-T-A-T-I-O-N-E-R-Y. This is the materials that you use in school or things you would often find at a desk, such as paper, pencils, erasers, could even be staplers, envelopes. So a stationery store is the kind of store where you buy all of these things.
That's right. They sometimes call it a stationer.
Hmm.
Okay, continuing, Lucas says, do you want to go? They are having a special back-to-school sale today. So a back-to-school sale is something very common in the U.S., and I'm sure in Taiwan it just means you're returning to school and we're having a sale to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say what Lucy says?
Sure. Lucy says, that's a great idea. Hopefully I can find some items at a discount.
Ooh.
Yes, a discount means an amount taken off the regular price. So a 10% discount means 10% off. So if something costs, well, let's choose an easy number, $100, and it's 20% off.
Ooh.
Well, it's just 100 minus 20, so you would pay
$80
for that.
That's right. Now, something that you might notice or that I should explain is that in Taiwan, you say in Chinese the percentage that you pay. Where, like, if something's 30% off, it says 7 and then, like, you know, the percentage. You pay 70%. But for us, we say how much you get off.
Right. So you want to be careful when you're shopping around the world so you know exactly how much the discount is. You want to know how much you're going to pay before you agree to buy something.
That's right.
All right, well, we have run out of time. We are at the end of our article, so let's go to our wrap-up and chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question. What supplies do you buy when going back to school?
Well, we already mentioned pens, pencils, and markers, but there are lots of other things. First of all, notebooks and notebook paper that you can write your notes on.
That's right. And that's five so far, but you might also want to have little post-it notes.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little bits of paper that have like sticky substances on it so that you can write a note and then stick it in a book. Or in your folder, or maybe on your locker, if you have lockers.
So these are things you'll probably buy every year, but every few years you're going to need a new backpack, too, to keep all of your supplies and books in.
That's right.
That was always my favorite thing to buy every 3 or 4 years, I would get a brand new backpack for my bigger books in my bigger school. When I went to high school, the books got much larger, so I needed a new bag to carry all those books.
That's right. I had to get a backpack every, like, year, because my books would be so heavy that they would sometimes rip my backpack strap.
Okay, well, school can be hard, but you should always look forward to going back, get all your supplies so you can take notes and do a great job in class. So we're going to leave you on that. I am Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Going back to school. Lucas talks to Lucy a few days later and she seems much better.
Hey, Lucas. I took your advice and it really helped. Thanks a lot.
No sweat. Are you feeling better about returning to class?
I'm getting there, but I still have one more thing to do.
Oh, what is that?
I have to pick up lots of supplies for school.
Really? Which items do you need?
I have to get some pens and pencils for taking notes.
I need some as well.
Plus, I should purchase a few yellow and orange markers.
Oh, do you have an art class next semester?
Not really, but they come in handy when I am highlighting information in my textbooks.
I see. Actually, I'm heading to the store to buy some stationery. Do you want to go? They are having a special back-to-school sale today.
That's a great idea. Hopefully, I can find some items at a discount.
Lucy and Lucas walk to the store.
Vocabulary Review. Supplies. We need pens, folders, and other office supplies. Item. There are different pockets for different items in this purse. Take notes. The student took notes on everything the teacher said in class. Information. This book has a lot of information about outer space. Stationery. I need to buy some new stationery before the school year starts. Discount. There is a half-price discount on the products that were introduced last year.